You're such an asshole!
Hello, children. Today's video is sponsored by The Book of Numbers, Analyzing ROI on the Pursuit of Women, and Bachelor Pad Economics, a financial advice Bible for men, so that you guys can become international bachelor travelers. But Dennis Prager says to marry and make lots of children with the Womans. Oh, did he say that? Did he? That's interesting, because 72-year-old old men are so in touch with reality. I don't know how old he is. All right. Hello, Mr. Clary. This is a video request. I'd like to be referred to as Steady Eddie because I literally am in every way, and an all input asked for from this message will not be any professional advice, just your opinion on my situation. Read it how it was written. 30-year-old male, single, no kids, no fuck-ups, IQ 120 to 125, who has been following your advice for the past 8 years, being a frugal minimalist and saving my money. I have done very well with my occupation of a place, and I am currently making around $70,000 a year with $50,000 take-home. I've been investing my career savings over the years in crypto and now sit on a portfolio worth about $350,000. And have been moving profits into a crypto version of paper gold for the plan I'm about to tell you. Did you want? Okay. All right. I'm going to keep this anonymous a little bit. I saw your video with the root beer float and going gold. And given I'm among the 10% you described at the end, I want to get out of the United States and live in the country of Georgia, where the cost of living is about $6,000 per year for middle-class standards. My employer is an entity. And because of that, I'm anticipating that there will be more squeezes coming to pressure employees into taking the root beer float, even though our governor has been standing up at the state level. I have spoken to other friends in my field about this, and they are facing more and more discrimination and harassment from employees and employers alike. I think it's just a matter of time. I'll tell you this. If you don't want to take the root beer float, just say no. I mean, God, guys, just for once, will you fight back? Just say, you know, watch my video on root beer floats and Atlas Shrugged. I know most people have debt and they can't refuse the root beer float. But if you don't have debt, can you just say, no, I'm not doing it. Bye. Or fire me. That's another thing. Turd flinging monkeys. Oh, don't you get fired so you can collect unemployment. So don't quit. Collect unemployment. And then when like the key critical people, like the load bearing employees, leave, and nothing's getting produced, and the factory's on fire because they fired all the smart people. And then you're like, oh, do you still need me to take the root beer float? That apparently doesn't work. We need constant boosters. The root beer float that was to solve the problems, has it solved the problems? Oh, you said it's more of a treatment now than it is a cure? Oh, yeah, I'm not taking the root beer float. Because then I have to keep taking the root beer float. I don't want to take the root beer float. I'm currently trying to visit Georgia for 2 weeks, but we are losing a couple people on our place or place of employment. I may not be able to get time off despite having the hours. There's several points of failure with visiting, and since the plane ride there and back amounts to 40 hours, 2 weeks at least is necessary for adequate reconnaissance. I must give 60 days notice, my current lease by October, and if I can't visit, I'm prepared to go all in despite warnings you've given in past videos, and I'll explain. All right. If you're a minimalist, you have very little things. You could just, I don't know, store it somewhere. That's cheaper than having an apartment, or store it at your folks' basement because boomers got nothing else to do. No, really, they don't have anything else to do. Just, you know, I'm putting it in the basement. I have lived abysmally for the past 5 years, jumping from employer to employer for better money, and every time I've been placed on the late night shift. I live in a lefty part of a state and have pretty much done nothing besides read, lift weights, and work on my hobbies after repeated failures to find social allies that did not drive me nuts or was a bunch of old divorced boomers. It is a very low bar for me to improve my current situation, and because I have the money, I want to capitalize on my options and freedoms. I will be leaving my hard assets with my parents or childhood friend of mine, and then since my income in the coming year is going to be zero, I'll be paying no income on long-term capital gains. All right. Okay, you can't. You have a 403. I'm sorry, 401k. You can't. You're gonna have long term capital gains, where you're gonna pay a penalty on that. Don't tap your retirement for this. If you have to work a little bit more, fine, so be it. Go to Georgia in spring, work a little bit more. First, in my assets yield about 5% from staking and lending payouts from various sources, so I shouldn't need to touch my portfolio too much. Several vloggers on YouTube, along with Andrew Henderson from Nomad Capitalist, have spoken highly of Tbilisi, and I have learned about 300 words of the language that the capital city has English largely available for tourism purposes. If my plan falls flat on its face, my license to work with this field is renewed and good for another several years, as the field is currently facing a shortage of people like me. I would have no difficulty returning and resuming work apart from the root beer float. The only cons of Georgia I've dug up so far is the disputed territories with Russia, which, as long as they're steered clear of, I don't see like much of a problem for a foreigner. Bad drivers, problem that exists everywhere, but nowhere is perfect. And stray dogs, which I could get some bear spray to shoo them off if need be. The country was communist 3 decades ago with the Soviet Union. It has taken pro-business capitalist stances, having witnessed how it doesn't work. Very little government social services and welfare is available, and the population has chased off global groups of people and cultural Marxist events that have tried to organize in the cities. I'm not committed to Georgia. God, fucking Christ, guys, get to the fucking point. So I have to charge you so much. It doesn't make me feel, oh, I got to charge a lot of money. It's like, fuck, I got so much work to do. And then I checked out their toilet paper. Then I looked at the rubber sole shoes. They have a different type of rubber. They're a little bit harder, so it's a little bit, but it's not, it doesn't have quite the grip. Jesus Christ. Jump wherever the world is cheap and I can be left the fuck alone while bad economic decisions run their course, ideally with my own property purchase and holding residence elsewhere until a better deal comes along. Also learn how to use periods. I'm also researching Thailand and Malaysia since I can afford the visa over there, but would prefer something European and further away from China, given the escalations going on between them and Taiwan. A U.S. tourist trap stamp is good for 360 days. It can be renewed relatively easily, and a permanent residence permit is offered if property of at least $100,000 can't afford. My decision sounds reckless, and my parents, whom have never traveled, are objecting, but every red pill info source I follow is sounding alarm bells to either get a homestead in the middle of nowhere or get out. And what I want out, Coach Red Pill, the Duran, the Money GPS, to name a few. I want to read books, learn to play the violin. Okay, you need to learn how to get to the fucking point. What the fuck is this? What the fuck is this? And be left the fuck alone. I mean, I'm willing and able to afford the risk entailed. 100% blunt would probably cost me only about 7,000 return to America, get back on my feet. Please let me know your opinion, price, and whatever warnings you have for my situation I may be overlooking. Clientele, blah, blah, blah. All right. You have a certification. The biggest risk, you go overseas and you find out it doesn't work for whatever reason. Then you got to come back. You got to recapitalize so you could go out again, try another country. Since you are easily employed with your skill set, all right, go. Absolutely go. I would do it. Have your parents or your buddy hold on to your stuff, get some money, and go. I'm all for it. And here's the reason why. All right. This country, among other countries, not just the United States, it treats its people like shit. Certainly treats single men like shit, young men, but it kind of treats people like shit here. Either by, you know, giving preferential treatment to one group of people over the others, kissing the ass of one group of people to their detriment because they think they're great and amazing because they exist. So then they're delusional. I mean, the United States and feminism has completely ruined the lives now of 3 generations of gals because not having families, not raising their children. If they have children, they don't raise them. And then they're like, am I alone? But on the other end, men discriminate against in hiring practices. Oh, and by the way, you're part of the patriarchy, whether you knew it or not, and you're oppressing women daily, even though, like, I could have swore I just woke up and had coffee. And there is no birthright. There is no culture left here. And so, yeah, I am all for it. And the finances, the fundamentals are horrific. They're horrifically bad. And so, as you know, I have to come up with a plan B, and I'll be going overseas to look and buy property as well. That's good to know about Malaysia. I haven't even started my research yet, but well, I have, but that's good to know. So yeah, do it. Cause you don't have a lot here and you may buy property here, you know, with money printer go burr, you may be a multi-million dollar person and you borrow at 2.8% interest. Yay. You live in the United States where you can't have any culture. You can't make jokes. You really don't have the freedom of speech. It's not the government oppressing you. It's your fucking Stasi trained neighbors and community that will report you in. Can't cut a joke. Oh, and then all the fat, ugly people. Isn't that fun to look at all the fat, ugly people? And then you're a guy like the data gal who isn't fat and ugly. Well, good luck. So, yes, go. You're relatively young. Go. And the reason why is bachelors, especially in the Western world, you have to travel and go overseas and at least come up with a plan B, if not a new plan A or better plan A. Because this country is not loyal to you. They blame you for all the problems of the other half of the population, which is bullshit. That's just politics. They give preferential treatment to women over men. The what traditionally gave men value, marriage, family, love, and all that, that's gone. And the number one thing we're interested in women, 70% of them are fat or overweight or obese. I mean, there's very little humanity, spiritual, emotional, psychological, what's the word I'm looking for? I guess spiritual. There's no soul. There's no soul left to live here anymore. So yeah, I'd go to a culture where, you know, it's not your culture, but they got a culture. I'm sure Malaysia has something unique. I'm sure Thailand has unique culture and they're proud of it. They like it. They like being Thai. They like being Malaysian. Malaysian like hating the Dutch. Look it up. Little history there. I don't know how I happened upon that documentary. I guess Malaysia was a protectorate or a colony of the Dutch. Who knew? Jack probably knew. He probably knew. But yes, especially younger, before you guys get anchored down here, before you get into a management position, go and travel. You got to figure it out. If for any other reason, like, okay, if the crap goes bad here, I need to be able to move there. And maybe it's not my first choice and it's not as good as what I had, but where you come from, it's gone. Where you thought you're going to weren't never there. And where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it. And so, yes, absolutely. I would absolutely travel to Georgia and scope it out. And if it doesn't work out in 2 weeks, well, then you come back, you get another job, build up your money again, try Thailand. That don't work out, come back again, try Bulgaria, whatever. But all that shit you said, oh, I did this and I learned 300. Okay, that's why I had to charge you so much. Yeah, go and do it. Figure it out. See what you like. All right. Any super chats? One super chat. Anthony Hawkins, $8. How would you say no in Melbourne, Australia? They are saying root beer float or you can't be part of the economy. No root beer float, passport, no restaurant stores outside picnics. I would move. I mean, go somewhere else. I mean, it's now the other guy said in Perth or the Western provinces, you could go because it's not safe, but leave. Because here's the thing. Let's say you got to get it just to work up the money and get squared away, all right, so that you can leave. Even if you got the root beer float, all right, just to get out, all right, this is a portender of other things to come. If they're going to force root beer floats on people because of what is a very bad coof, right, what's going to be next? What not crisis are we going to overreact to? And unintentionally, I don't think it's malicious. I think they're just stupid. Unintentionally lock down a country and make people's lives miserable. And that's the thing. You got to find out which countries are requiring root beer floats. So in it, see, I have the spreadsheet and it has good traditional economic figures, labor force participation rates, debt to GDP, deficit to GDP, kilometers of road per person, because I don't like traffic. See where I was going there? Who's the world's greatest economist? This guy. But then I added, obesity, because I'm sick and tired of a fat and slothful and disgusting population. I want people who have pride in their appearance, or at least are courteous and selfless enough to say, before I go out in public, I ought to make sure that I'm not like inducing people to vomit just looking at me. So there's that. But then another thing now is, okay, are you going to force me to have a root beer float? Because I don't want to be there then. You know, not because I'm against the root beer float. It's just, no, you're not. Because if it's going to be that, what else is it going to be? I didn't ask for a root beer float. So that's what I would do. Hey, Doc's in the house. You could find Dr. David Perodin at safetyphd.com. Oh, Phil Henry, one of the most scathing Twitter responders on the Twitter sphere. For 2 years, Sri Lanka just because. Is Sri Lanka nice going too? Seems awfully hot. Maybe they got nice beaches. I don't know. I'm not against it. D-Digital, $2. He has nothing to say. Thank you. That's it. Ireland is reverting to full 2019 on October 27. Reverting good? See, Ireland, I should have, but I also thought I might want to move to Australia because their finances were better. That was under John Howard. Ireland did really good, but now I guess they're going left again. Oh, well. All right. See you guys later, Toodles.